It's budget time once again, and the government is promising more funding for the arts. I spoke to Jay Berry, the head of the graphic arts department at the College of the North Atlantic in St. John's, about his thoughts on the investment.
Creative industries are a huge job creator. You can create jobs in the cultural industries for a fraction of the cost that you can create them in manufacturing or in industrial development, that kind of thing. So if your goal is to energize the creative class in Canada, funding there is far more effective than it can be in lots of other sectors. You know, if you think about the cost of building a Muskrat Falls and how many jobs you could create in the cultural industries for that kind of money, not to say it should be either or, but it's a very efficient way of allocating resources if what you're trying to do is create a lot of activity in the community.
In 2015, the city of St. John's made cuts to art grants by 50%. Now, in 2018, both federal and provincial governments are promising more money. Trudeau promised in 2015 there would be a doubling of the Canada Council of Arts funding from $180 million annually to $360 million annually. Barry says it's good for the arts and the industry.
Anytime that you have an investment in the cultural industries, that's going to directly impact job creation. So when that money goes out there, it doesn't get chewed up in equipment and materials and that kind of stuff. It often goes directly into job creation. So an increased investment by the federal government in the arts is going to mean typically more jobs for graduates of creative programs.
I also spoke with Nathan Webster, a first-year arts student taught by Barry.
I think it's a good thing, like, going out into the workforce to be more jobs. It is traditionally a higher field to get work in.
For Kicker Radio, I'm Jesse Dobbin.